Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. But right now, we're going to go to some college football. We just got done talking with Rashad Bateman from the University of Minnesota, formerly of the University of Minnesota. Wide receiver, All-American, decided not to play because of health issues. And it seemed like, or health concerns, I should say. It really seemed like, Rob, that was it. It wasn't about the money, even though he said he thinks players should get paid. It seems like this really was just a young man who was not satisfied with what the Big Ten or University of Minnesota was doing as far as the health and safety of the players.
Well, he also, was forthright in talking about his stepdad who has an immune issue with his immune system right there. I mean, end of story. I mean, I could see why you would want to protect and make sure that you didn't bring something back to your stepdad and that situation there. And I think he said his girlfriend has some sort of medical
diabetes
as well.
I think.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, so he has some real concerns in his life, and he made a big man decision. I don't want to say big boy, but a big decision, and picking family first over something he's obviously worked his life for, to put himself in position to be a player in the National Football League.
Yeah, they had a nice season last year. And, maybe we'd see what they build on it this year. But he sacrificed all that. So hopefully it works out for the young man. Definitely wish him nothing but the best. But sticking with college football, interesting story that came out about, this is from 24/7 insider Dave Biddle that, you know, the Big Ten had a call with the coaches on it. And Ryan Day was speaking, Ryan Day, head coach at Ohio State, and Jim Harbaugh interrupted him and said that Ohio State was violating the rules by having on-field instruction and drills already. It's not supposed to be permitted until Friday, tomorrow. But according to Harbaugh, there's a photo of Al Washington, who's a linebacker coach at Ohio State, used to be at Michigan, and he was working out with linebackers at Ohio State. And Harbaugh called out Ryan Day, said they were, you know, why are they flouting the rules, I guess. And Day shot back, how about I worry about my team and you worry about yours?
Thank
you. And then as the story goes, later that day, Day tells his team in a team meeting that the Big Ten better have a mercy rule or the Buckeyes are going to hang 100, Rob,
wow,
on Michigan. What do you got to say about that?
First of all, I think Jim Harbaugh, like, if there's a concern, go to the NCAA. You don't have to play tattletale on some comp. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't even get that. Send a picture to the NCAA and let them handle it. It just comes off as sour grapes. I doubt if he was 5-0 instead of 0-5 against Ohio State, he would be worried about, you know what I mean, what they're doing in Columbus. So I think that's disingenuous. That's not for your place. Worry about Michigan. Let Day worry about Ohio State, like Day said. I don't know about the, we're going to drop 100 on you or whatever. I think that's pretty lofty
they
goals. I know
close
they beat
to 70 or 80.
Right. I know they beat the
breaks
off of
them. Yeah.
Right. So
I was at
that game
last year.
You know, that's the one where everybody walked out with their hands held up. Because you felt like you got robbed from that game. You paid money to see that.
I mean, I'll say this, Rob, and I hear you. And yes, Harbaugh could have went to the NCAA or the Big Ten, you know, and commissioner and said, look at this picture. They're out there practicing. And yeah, maybe that's how I would have done it. Maybe that would have been more professional. But I do have to say this, and it is his place because they that's a competitor. And if your competitor is cheating, that's fine. But the bottom line is, if you cheat, you can't get mad at the person that called you out on it. You're the one that broke the rules. So I actually think both of them are fine in this. Like, if Ohio State's cheating and getting an unfair advantage on Michigan and all the other teams in the conference, I can't be mad at the coach for saying, "Yo, you're cheating. Why are you guys working out already? We're not supposed to be doing that." I got no problem with Day, because if I was in Day's shoes, I'd probably be saying the same thing. If I knew I had the superior team, okay, we're going to put 100 on them boys. You know, but I'm fine with both of the way both of them did it. I can't be mad at Harbaugh for saying, it's not like if they weren't cheating, that's one thing. But if they're cheating, it's recorded on a photo. I can't get mad at him for calling him out, because that is taken away from your team. But I get Day being like, okay, we're gonna pay y'all back, and so I'm fine with that. I gotta be honest. I mean, if they're cheating, they're cheating. They can't get mad for getting called out.
I don't think that's your place.
Why
make
not?
A phone call.
It's
make
affecting
a phone
you.
Call. It just I just wonder, like, why would you be concerned about that? There was questions about
that's your competitor.
Yeah, but if he was 5-0, I doubt he would be bringing that up. That's just it comes
but
off
that,
as sour
that doesn't
grapes.
Mean that does if you're 5-0 in the bowl game,
you
would that's
you would
I
guarantee you.
Yeah,
guarantee you.
But that doesn't
wouldn't
mean
have brought
you're
that
wrong. You may be right on that, because then if you're 5-0, you're like, psh, man, I'm, you know, whatever. Cheat all you want. We're superior. But that doesn't mean he's wrong. He's still right for saying you're cheating. Dave's the one
that
was wrong.
I think that you take that up with the NCAA, and you don't have to do that, publicly like you're pointing the finger at somebody or you're the tattletale. It just comes off to me. That's not. If there's a picture out there, right, that supposedly is not like hearsay.
That's the report.
If there's a picture out there in the NCAA, if you want to say to send the NCAA a note that there's a picture out there that they're practicing, that's fine. But you don't need to make a public, wagging your finger at Ohio State.
If they're cheating.
That's why we got our brakes beaten off.
You're not supposed to cheat. I mean, seriously, I hear you.
I can't
sit here and defend a cheater.
I don't know that they're cheating. I don't know.
I'm taking the story
as a grain of salt. You're taking his word, but I don't know that. I don't know if they got special clearance from the NCAA. If there's a picture, Chris, if you're doing it and you're breaking the rules, why would you take
that?
Pictures?
Why didn't they say we got
because they don't have to
NCAA.
Explain themselves. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Have you seen the photo?
I have not seen the photo.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know. He put that out there.
But
who knows for sure?
Fine. But I'm saying if somebody's cheating, I don't think it's their right to.
What if there's no rule?
Even if he's wrong, he's wrong, and they should have called him out. I'm fine with that.
If Jim Harbaugh's wrong, or he has it mixed up, or it's not a picture from the time he thinks it is, and somebody people are putting stuff
then
out all the time.
That'll make Harbaugh look bad, and they could have called him out. I'm fine with the way they handled it anyway. I'm fine with him saying, worry about your squad, and then telling his team, let's go put 100 on him. I'm totally fine with that. I'm not mad at Ryan Day, but I'm saying if you cheat, you don't have the right to determine how somebody can call you out on your cheating. You're cheating. If you get caught, you get caught. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, Harbaugh's got, I'm not necessarily trying to defend him. I'm just saying I'm not going to get mad at him when I'm competing with Ohio State and they're getting if he thinks he knows it's an unfair advantage, then he should call them out.
He's not competing. I mean, it doesn't matter who the coach is. He couldn't even be first-year coach Ryan Day. Everybody thought that that finally Michigan would finally beat Ohio State in the Jim Harbaugh era because they finally got a break because Urban Meyer left. And what happened? They got beat worse.
So that's the embarrassing point.
Tells you about Jim Harbaugh and what he's done at Michigan, which is absolutely nothing. He's the most overpaid, overrated college coach in the history of college football. Period.
Oh, stop it.
And people just, all they do is they love.
Come on, stop it.
No, it ain't. He's like the third or fourth highest paid college football coach.
Based on what?
Based on nothing. I know Michigan is also a totally overrated, overblown program that shared one national championship in the last 150 years. I mean, how ridiculous is that even? Bo Schembechler, who they have a statue of and they love and admire and shower all his greatness, never even won a national championship. Never even won. And sure, they won a lot of Big Ten titles and all that when it was Ohio State and Michigan and nobody else. But Michigan's overblown, and so is Jim Harbaugh. They deserve each other.
Well, I'll give you that Michigan is a tier two program. They're a great football program, but they're not Ohio State. They're not Alabama, LSU, Clemson at this point. Penn State had its run. They've won a few more national championships. But Michigan has been a top 15 football program forever. Well, not forever, because Brady Hoke, under him, they weren't. And what Harbaugh has done, now, is he overpaid? Yes. He's paid, third? You said third in the top five? Yes.
And everybody else has won national championships except for Jim Harbaugh.
I'm with you. But everything is not black and white. It's not you're fantastic or you're garbage. Okay? He's not garbage, but he's not fantastic. And you're right. He's overpaid, but should he be fired? I don't think. In 5 years, they've had four top 20 finishes, three top 15 finishes, which if you're Alabama, That's a problem. If you're Ohio State, that's a problem. If you're Michigan and you were 12 and 13 in the 2 years before Harbaugh got there, then it's not that bad. And I get it. They can't beat Ohio State. They've lost to their other rivals as well, Michigan State and all that. Get it all. And agree that he's been overpaid and he hasn't lived up to what they expected. But I'm not just going to sit here and say he's garbage. And this is kind of what Michigan football is. Second fiddle to Ohio State. That's what they are. And that's what he's got them doing.
That's not why he came back to Michigan. They wanted him to finally deliver a national championship.
Agreed.
Nobody could believe that 5 years have come back, and not only have they not even played, Chris, forget about winning the national championship. They haven't even played in the tournament since they've had the final four teams. They haven't even made it there. I mean, that's embarrassing to me. So I don't understand why they accepted. I know he was a quarterback.
Well, because they're Michigan,
they
like
loved
you said.
Him,
and, they're and not. They, if he was at Ohio State, he'd be gone. If he was at Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Georgia, maybe even, he'd be gone. Michigan, this is what Michigan is.
All right, here's all the numbers you need. Jim Harbaugh has lost four bowl games in four consecutive seasons. That's tied with Lloyd Carr for the second most in Michigan history. One shy of the school record, of course, held by Bo Schembechler, 1975 through 1979. Michigan under Harbaugh, 0-5 against Ohio State, 4-9 against their other rivals. You were talking about Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State. 1-4 in bowl games. And in his career at Michigan, Harbaugh is 0-9 as an underdog, losing by an average of 16.7 points per game, which tells you, Chris, they never beat like being a game where they're the underdogs and they beat somebody and you go, how did Michigan do that? Or Jim Harbaugh is an unbelievable coach. They weren't supposed to win that game. 0-9 and lost by the average of almost 17 points. So when I look at Jim Harbaugh, people could talk about, you know, how good or great he is or what he did in the NFL. I think he's baloney. And not fillet when you talk about college football coaches. That's what I'll say about Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, again, to me, it's not black and white. Is he fillet? No. Is he baloney? No. I mean, like I said, he's had
he's
top 20
baloney.
Finishes. He's what?
That school baloney, which is worse than what
he's
you get
like,
at home.
he's a good burger at, you know, he's a Five Guys burger or something like that. You know,
no, he's buffoni is what he is.
All right, where are you guys at? You've heard Rob. Rob just is not is down on Jim Harbaugh. Look, it is what it is. This is Michigan football. It's good. It's good. But it's not great. It's not top level, but it's not bad. All right, what do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Jim Harbaugh the most overrated head coach in college football? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Now, I know this one. This warms my heart, Rob. Because every time I'd hear this song, I was excited. Because I was going to watch this show.
Laverne and Shirley, yep. Set in Milwaukee. Kind it of a weird, it was a weird setup. But they worked at a beer factory, right?
Right. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hashenfeff Incorporated.
Hashenfeffer Incorporated, right. Right.
It was great because I'd watch Happy Days and, you know, then it's over and I'm like, man, I want to, you know. And then this comes on. So it was a nice little double whammy back in the day.
Yes, this went together. That was definitely two different shows, but they were connected.
But it was kind of,
they knew each other.
It was kind of a spinoff of Happy Days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having car starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Rob, let's get to these calls quickly. We only got time for a couple of them.
All right, Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Listen, Uncle Rob, I don't know to agree with you on a lot of stances, man, but you are 1,000% right about Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. They are the habitual maid of honor and never the bride.
Yep.
And listen, that's what they've been, right?
Listen, I'm a die LSU. This is what Michigan is. We fired a coach in Les Miles who they were willing to give a blank check to. That's the difference between the programs, right? Like,
yep.
LSU literally took Les Miles out with the trash, and Michigan, a year or two early, was willing to give a blank check to his services. Listen, they are the most overrated power in the country.
No doubt, Keith. No doubt. We agree on this one. D'Angelo in Chicago, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, D'Angelo?
I got to agree with Chris. I don't feel like Jim Harbaugh wrong for snitching, and I don't feel like the Ohio State coach, how he retaliate by saying, mind your business. And, Rob, I feel like you just don't like Jim Harbaugh. That's why you feel that way, how you feel.
How can you say that, D'Angelo? That sounds so – that let me tell you something. That's ridiculous. I'm giving you numbers. I just ran down his whole career. It ain't nothing to do with personal. I don't know the man. I don't care about him.
I ain't said it's personal. I said
you
don't like him as a coach.
You said I don't like him. That's personal.
I meant as a coach there. That's what I meant. But I feel like if it's the Patriots, you'll be all for it for them to snitch.
It look, it's that's interesting. I'm glad to hear Rob yell at somebody other than me, though.
D'Angelo,
I'm just gonna sit back and watch it.
Eric and Kalamazoo, oh, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports
Radio.
Hey,
what's going on, Rob and Chris? I'm getting right on this one. Jim Harbaugh's record at the Big House. Go with that one. He's one of Bo Schembechler's men, and he the one that put Colin Kaepernick in there. But I know you ain't going to talk about his NFL career.
No, that's why he gets love because he was great in the NFL.
Michigan is the winningest program in college football. How about
Eric,
that?
Well, I'm
going to say it. It's got the most wins. They do have the most wins. The problem is they only got one championship.
And that was a shared championship.
Yeah, and that's right. And so that's the problem. Look, Michigan is a legit program. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but it's a notch below the powerhouses. It is. It's that second tier of power teams.
All right, let's see.
And Harbaugh has them there now. But Joseph, I will say this. They might have an academic standard that these other schools don't have, too. Because you know Michigan is a great school.
I don't know.
I know.
Martin
I just paid
Weiss
them like
$300,000
or something like that.
Yeah, you got stuck up there. Joseph in Virginia, real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. $300,000.
Well, over
good
4 years.
Rob,
what was it? Yeah,
wrong.
It's about that.
Listen, I know he may not be good, but he's not bad. One thing that he is relevant. Something that the Spartans haven't been able to do. They're top 10 in the past. They've been in the top 10 more in the past 5 years than they have in the last decade.
Right.
The school is the top three. It's in the top three highest earning programs in America.
None of that matters.
It does matter.
Everybody else who's gotten paid big time has won a national championship.
But
they've overpaid him for nothing.
But you have to realize something else that he's doing. He's building a program that is a right program. Let's not forget Urban Meyer down the road in Ohio and in Florida has always had players that have had character issues from Cam to Hernandez. He's taking these kids on an experience that is turning boys to men. He's not having these guys
on
the field 24/7.
You're reading some press release. That Jim Harbaugh gave you. I'll say this.
Joseph is right in that. Look, he's not great.
Terrible.
He's not great,
but he's not bad.
He went there to do what, baloney.
Why did he go there?
He went to try to win national championships,
okay,
of
right.
course.
But Michigan's never won that.
Bo Schembechler is a legend. They got a statue. He didn't win national championships.
They should throw a wet blanket over the statue of Schembechler. Seriously.
The whole hall is named after Bo. They can't do that.
Throw a wet blanket over him, just like I told you.
They can't do that, Rob.
Yes.
And the education was well worth it. My daughter's got a job.
They're pulling down statues all over the country, right? During this movement, pull down the Bo Schembechler statue in Ann Arbor. Throw a wet blanket over it and throw a string and pull it down until you guys win a national championship. How in the world could you embrace Bo Schembechler and the history of Michigan when you guys stink? You smell that?
Oh,
that's
see,
Michigan see, football.
You had a decent little rant until you went too far. They don't stink. They're good. They're a top 10, 12
I want you
program
to ask
in
Martin
the country.
Weiss if that program
That's what they
stinks.
Are.
Ask
That's
your
what
daughter.
They are.
She's
yeah,
embarrassed
I asked my
to
daughter.
Tell people she
no,
went
she's
there.
Not embarrassed. She's believe me, she's not. Because she didn't go there to play football. So we went to the game. We wore the colors nice and proudly. Well, she did. And they got spanked. But that's all right. They're a top 10 program. That's what they've always been. All right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down for you just in case it's the first time you're here. If Rob and Chris like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Before we get started, I'm actually watching the Yankees-Phillies game as well and said, like, literally 10 minutes ago, like, these jerseys are super sweet.
They are.
I was looking
into, were you born when they were wearing those?
Yeah, what? No.
Probably not.
You weren't. Yeah.
Probably not, but this is a strong throwback. I like this one, and I like the San Diego Padres throwback to some of, like, the better.
Which one? The brown kind of, and yellow?
Kind of the, but like the odd color ones. The ones that are like colors you don't see in sports anymore. You don't really see this
especially,
color.
Brown and yellow, especially right? Brown. Brown and yellow, when you think about that, that is not the color scheme of, like, somebody you would fear, right?
There are no teams in any of the sports I can think of that wear brown.
The Browns don't even wear browns. Well, don't they wear orange?
Well, yeah, they do, brown and orange.
But the Cleveland Browns have some brown accents there. But
yeah.
In any event, the Jadeveon Clowney is not a Cleveland Brown, but he is one of the better defensive ends in football and still doesn't have a home. He's been linked to re-signing with the Seahawks, but reports say that Seattle is moving on and focusing on other defensive ends like Everson Griffin and, I guess, Clay Matthews. Clowney's reportedly seeking $20 million a year and previously turned down Seattle's offers of $15 million. Rob, are you trolling or rolling? Seemingly nobody wanted to sign Jadeveon Clowney.
I'm trolling it. I don't understand,
man,
that he can't get a job. Maybe it's just his representation and what he's asking for, but I can't believe that he turned down $15 million, and maybe his representation is just bad because he should have a job. Why is he not signed? And here we are, training camp already. To me, that's a mistake. Something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
But I think you hit it on the head, Rob. I think he's asking for too much money. And he may, you know, feel like, and even you can certainly make an argument he's worth it. But if you always say, if nobody's willing to pay it to you,
no, you're
then
only worth what someone's willing to buy.
And so there's no question teams want him. I mean, we know what Seattle already offered him. He's just going to have to accept less money than he thinks he's worth. You go out there and you prove it. Maybe take a short-term deal if you think that's not what you're worth, and then prove it, and then get the bigger deal. But he obviously is good enough to be in the league. Nobody doubts that at all. But it's just he's asking for too much money. It's kind of like Melo's situation when he was out. Nobody thought he wasn't good enough to be in the league, but it was like, all right, you're going to accept the role that we want to give you.
I don't know, Chris. Let the timeline tell if the NBA blackballed Carmelo Anthony out of the league.
What'd you say?
I said let the timeline tell it. Let Twitter tell it. The NBA blackballed Melo out of the league.
That he was blackballed for no reason.
Right. He wanted to be the freaking superstar.
Exactly.
Again. Now he's accepted his role, and he's, you know.
And now he's got good. A place.
Right. Now he's playing.
Right.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Speaking of Carmelo Anthony with the go-ahead jumper just a couple nights ago, basketball is back, and the games have been electric. The bubble has definitely had a March Madness feel to it. It's got morning games. It's got the games all day. It's got buzzer beaters. It's got everything that makes a tournament special. Well, now that a great deal of colleges are moving towards remote classes for the fall, there have been talks of college basketball creating bubbles to make sure a season can happen. Chris, are you trolling or rolling an NCAA basketball bubble?
I think I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
As much as I would like to see games, I just think that's asking too much of the players. These guys aren't getting paid. If you want to start paying them like we all say they should get, then I'm cool with a bubble. But if they're not getting paid, I don't know that you can put them in that type of situation, especially when the other students aren't in class. I guess they would take classes virtually in the bubble, but they wouldn't have any, you know, other students to interact with, just be a bunch of players. I think that's a little much for college kids.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
And you just said the number one thing is, if the other kids aren't, it's not safe for them to go to school, how could you ask these kids to participate in collegiate sports when everybody else is at home doing work virtually? It just doesn't make any sense. And if you're not paying them, then you can't put them and ask them to make this kind of sacrifice so that you could put games on television and you can make money. So I'm not trying to see it.
Right.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, I guess, quote unquote, the only home team in the bubble, the Orlando Magic, are in absolute free fall right now. They've lost their last three games by double-digit margins. Jonathan Isaac tore his ACL earlier this week. Now, should-have-been slam dunk champion Aaron Gordon is linked in trade rumors. Reports say the Golden State Warriors are interested in adding the explosive forward next season. Rob, are you trolling or rolling? Aaron Gordon will put the Warriors back in title contention.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
The window has opened and closed for the Golden State Warriors. I do not see them. I'm not saying that they won't make the playoffs. They might not win a series or something. I don't see them winning any more championships unless they add some other star, really big-time star player in free agency or something. Steph and Klay, I'm not buying. And Draymond, they won't see it. They won't sniff another title.
I am trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I think the Warriors are going to be very good. They won't be my favorite in the West. I think I'll still go with the Clippers. The Lakers obviously are tough as well. You know, you got some really great teams. Houston's got the dynamic duo in the backcourt. But I do think Golden State's going to be very good. I think they're going to still be an elite team. And I don't think Aaron Gordon, he's nice. I like Aaron. But he's not going to be the difference between a championship or not. So, and I assume, you know, they would give up Wiggins. Wiggins would have to go, I would imagine, in that type of deal. And I like Wiggins there as a fourth option. He can defend. He can score. Andre Iguodala went there and was viewed, when he had to be the man, people thought he was disappointing in Philadelphia. But he goes to Golden State. He's in a role, and he revives his career. Same with Sean Livingston. I think Wiggins can do that.
All right,
that's Trolling and Rolling with our man, Martin Wheezy.
Martin
Weiss.
Martin, real quick, Martin. Martin, 30 seconds. 30
you don't like
seconds.
That? Yeah,
Martin Jim Wheezy. Jim Harbaugh, disappoint. Bologna or Filet at Michigan?
Bologna.
See, that's
Ninja Michigan grad.
That's fine. I mean, that don't mean nothing.
No.
He's not baloney. Stop it.
No.
Michigan is what it always is. They're a top 10, 12 program.
Give me 10 seconds right here. The reason why everybody in the national media refuses to step on Jim Harbaugh is because when he got hired, they all were like, Michigan is back.
Yes.
Michigan is back.
I had nothing to do with that. No, really?
Every year after Ohio State, it's why do you have such high expectations? He's only the fourth highest paid coach in college football.
Yep.
Anyway. I'll give you that he's overpaid. But you guys were a joke. You were 12-13 in the 2 years before he got there. Now you've had more – one of the callers said it. You've had more top 10 finishes under him than you had in the entire decade. You've had three top 15 finishes in his 5 years there. Again, he's been overpaid. I'll give you that. They're not Ole State. They're not Alabama. They're not LSU, Clemson. But they're what Michigan usually is, a top 10-ish program.
Well, Michigan normally don't have a top 5 paid head coach. And you can say all that top 10, top 15 on January 1st. Where is Michigan playing? That's what I want to know.
The same place most top 10-ish programs play. Really? Mm-hmm. That's what they are. All right. Couple. Thank you, Martin Weiss. You don't like Martin Wheezy, huh?
I thought you just mispronounced my name.
I'm throwing you a little love. Martin Wheezy, baby.
I thought you said Martin Weiss. I'm like, whoa.
No. All right. Thanks, brother. More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on the TV theme show Thursday. Okay. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief is who brings us to you. It works fast, and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. It's no stinging, no burning. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and you won't stink. Speaking of stinking, Rob, you know
this is a little what's happening.
Yeah,
I love this.
Good show. It was a good show.
How about Mabel King? They have to have a 400-pound mom, you know?
yeah, that was
she was
a
always hugging Roger, right? Mama, I can't breathe. That was a funny show.
And then, of course, Fred Rerun Barry.
Right.
The pop locker.
He was funny. And that whole show,
It was a good show.
It was a good show, and the sister was really weird. What was her name?
D. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and she was a little
Dwayne.
Strange.
It was
Dwayne, yep, with the big afro.
Right. Remember that was his line?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. All right, Rob, like I said, speaking of stinking, man, Jose Altuve, are you ready to say he's being exposed? He's hitting 146.
You know what is weird is because of what happened with the cheating scandal, and you remember the home run he hit off of Chapman, right?
You to mean win with it, all and the, send him the to gadgetry in his uniform,
right? And it looked like even the look on Chapman's face was like, "How did he hit that? How did he know that was coming?"
Right.
And now all of a sudden, this year, he's struggling. You know, he's one of the best players in baseball.
Struggling.
Altuve had the highest selling. I think he was the number one selling jersey last year, Chris. Aaron Judge was second. And that's how big of a star Altuve is.
Struggling.
That's right. And this
couldn't
year,
help but
he's struggling.
But like him. He was 5'6", you know, less than 170
Maybe.
Pounds. Yeah. You couldn't help but like him when he was the little engine that could, right? Hit for average, hit for power, especially in the playoffs.
Big hits.
Yep. But I'm not ready to say he's being exposed. I'd have to see this much longer. This guy was great well before 2017. He was great. And so I'm just going to say, I think he's just in a slump. Now, if the rest of his career, I mean, not 146,
but I know what
if,
you mean.
Say
like,
the rest
not,
of his career,
right.
Yeah, he's not a factor. He's not an all-star, all that. Then I'll start wondering. But it's too early for me to,
no,
to say
they
have, he can't
they haven't
play.
Been, right, there haven't been enough games so far. But it's just interesting that he's off to such a slow start. That's
it
all.
Really is.
It does just make people go, what? Wait a minute. What happened? And, of course, the Astros aren't playing that well either.
Right.
So
and
we'll
ironically, it's him. The one with the machine guns in his uniform. All right, it's the Odd Couple. 1 hour left. Keep it locked. Money!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.